This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. In London, thousands of mourners continue to stand in long lines outside Westminster Hall to view the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Former British Prime Minister Theresa May was among the thousands of mourners paying their respects to the Queen, whose coffin's lying in state in London. The casket of Britain's longest-serving monarch will remain at the 900-year-old Westminster Hall until her funeral on Monday. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to file past. The coffin's draped in the royal standard and topped with the imperial state crown, encrusted with almost 3,000 diamonds, and a bouquet of flowers and plants, including pine, from the Balmoral estate, where Elizabeth died on September 8 at the age of 96. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Queen Elizabeth II inherited millions of subjects around the world when she inherited the throne in 1952, many of them unwilling. Her death is stirring complicated feelings in the British Empire's former colonies. Here's AP's Ben Thomas.
In the foothills of Mount Kenya, Matthew Y. Reggie says he cannot mourn Queen Elizabeth.
Those people, they took our land.
The 90-year-old took part in the Mau Mau Rebellion of the 1950s.
I was imprisoned for 3 years.
And he says conditions were harsh.
I stayed naked for about the month of June, July, when Kenya is very cold.
Kenya ultimately declared its independence from Britain in 1963. Many credit Queen Elizabeth for embracing the wave of independence in Africa, but it wasn't until 2013 that the British government apologized, paying millions in an out-of-court settlement to those who were tortured. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. A new poll says U.S. President Joe Biden's popularity is improving. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The poll from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research says Biden's popularity has grown substantially from his lowest point of 36% in July to 45%. It's driven in large part by a rebound in support from Democrats just 2 months before the November midterm elections. But Biden's approval rating is still underwater, with 53% of U.S. adults disapproving of him, and the economy continues to be a weakness for the president. Just 38% approve of his economic leadership. Donna Warder, Washington.
The White House says it has reached a tentative agreement between rail companies and workers that will avoid disruption of the U.S. economy by keeping the nation's critical rail system working. In a statement issued Thursday morning, U.S. President Joe Biden calls the agreement, quote, a win for tens of thousands of rail workers, end quote, who will get better pay, improved working conditions, and peace of mind around their health care costs. Details of the tentative agreement have not been revealed. CNN reported Wednesday that Mark Meadows, who served as White House Chief of Staff under former U.S. President Donald Trump, has complied with a subpoena from the Justice Department's investigation into the events surrounding the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. That makes him the highest-ranking Trump official known to have responded to a subpoena in the federal investigation. The attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters led to several deaths, injured police officers, and delayed certification of President Biden's victory over Trump in the November 2020 presidential election. Federal investigators have issued at least 30 subpoenas to individuals with connections to Trump, including top officials from his fundraising and former campaign operation. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said Thursday that Beijing had lodged solemn representations with the United States after a major congressional committee approved a bill that would enhance U.S. military support for Taiwan. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee backed the Taiwan Policy Act of 2022 by a vote of 17-5. The bill includes provisions for billions of dollars in additional security assistance for Taiwan as China increases military pressure on the self-ruled island. The strong bipartisan vote was a clear indication of support for changes in U.S. policy toward Taiwan, such as treating it as a major non-NATO ally. And recapping our top story in London, thousands of mourners continue to stand in long lines outside Westminster Hall to view the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II, the casket of Britain's longest-serving monarch.